Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. Screw it, I'm calling it. I've been watching the so-called markets of China, the United States, and a couple dozen other countries fall off a cliff, get up, stagger upward, fall off another cliff, and repeat for weeks now. I've been listening to the chattering class say over and over again, this is normal, seen this before, everybody buy the dip. I've been watching the zombie oil fracking revolution in this country go into spasms, jerking a few feet forward, a few feet back, gasping for breath, while the cheerleaders agree, perfectly normal, blood pressure okay, reflexes good, lend them more money. Well, this is not normal. It is not okay. It is the crash of 2015. We will not likely agree on this until we stop using wildly different languages with which to discuss it. First of all, to refer to these things as stock markets, as if they were places where equities were bought and sold based on the soundness and prospects of the companies listed, is akin to putting your faith in the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus. These places are casinos filled with gambling addicts using other people's money to bet not on the future of a stock, but on the popularity of a stock among the greater fools on whom the gambler must unload the shares of consolidated aggregators he just bought on the dip. In this casino, trading in shares themselves is like playing the slot machines there in the lobby of the casino for the amusement of the little people risking their quarters. The real games are played in private rooms with derivatives, futures, hedges, credit default swaps, junk bonds. The masters of the universe are even gambling on the outcomes of corporate lawsuits. And for what reason, do we suppose, has that practice alone drawn the disapproving attention of the drones of Washington? They are buying hedges against the volatility of securities that are indexed to the volatility of the market. If you can think about that one for more than 30 seconds without your head exploding, your mellowness index is in the stratosphere. Increasingly, the gambling is being done by machines, programmed by the masters to detect the circumstances under which they are to blow up the world. The commerce of the world, the real commerce, like the Gulf Stream and the Atlantic Ocean, is slowing down, bestowing unimaginable collateral damage as it does so. The prices of all industrial commodities, not just oil, have tanked, taking down the economies and currencies of the countries who depend for their existence on the exploitation of their natural resources. The volume of stuff being shipped from place to place has withered. Both commerce and the Gulf Stream are losing the sources of their energy. In the case of the Gulf Stream, it's temperature differential. In the case of trade, it's money in the hands of the middle class being spent on consumer goods. Money, not credit. The masters like to pretend they are the same thing, but they are not. To issue consumers more credit cards or more mortgage refis is not the same thing as providing them with a living wage. To inject more money into the equity of banks and corporations, as the central banks have been doing for decades, does not, it turns out, create a tide of well-being that lifts all boats. It's like feeding the cow at the wrong end. No matter how much nutritious food you ram in, it's just not going to help. They have got away with this madness, the masters, the pundits, the shills, and the gamblers, largely because decent people cannot believe anyone could possibly be crazy enough to do what they seem to be doing. Decent people, it seems, tend not to remember the housing bubble crash or the dot-com crash or the savings and loan crash or the Enron crash, etc. Even if they're gambling, we think, Surely it's still true that the house never loses? Yes, that is still true. As long as there are customers in the house. Look around. The customers are cashing in their chips and leaving China, the emerging markets, the junk bond markets, and the U.S. markets as fast as they can without actually yelling fire and trampling each other. Believe it, they are crazy, and this is the crash of 2015. It's not the crash of the industrial age, not yet. Although that too is ongoing, we will probably emerge from the crash of 2015 onto the littered downward slope of depression toward the ultimate collapse. Still, it seems several uncomfortable years in the future. But we will have cause to remember the crash of 2015. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.